我们继续来思想圣经的话语。我们今天还是继续来读、来思想《约翰福音》第五章的经文。
Thanks, Lord. Today we'll continue to study the Book of John, Chapter 5.
好，我们大家可以看到，眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》五章四十一节到四十四节。
Let's read together the verses on the screen.
约翰福音五章四十一节起，我不受从人来的荣耀，但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？好，感谢神，神的话语就读到这里，我们来祷告。
Thanks the Lord, that's words from God, and let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，就是我们路上的光，就是我们生命的粮食。
Your words is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path, and is your bread of life.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but on the words of from the mouth of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来看圣经中的福音书，就是当主耶稣基督在这个世上传福音的时候。
We read the Gospels in the Bible, and when while Jesus was preaching the gospel on the earth,
我们会看见啊，所有的人都可以靠着信靠主耶稣基督得救。
We can see that everyone can trust in Jesus and believe in Jesus to be saved.
有以色列人，比如说耶稣的门徒，他所呼召的门徒都是以色列人。
They were Israelites, like the Jesus disciples. They were all Israelites.
然后有外邦人，你看有外邦的撒玛利亚人，那个打水的妇人和他们全城的人都信耶稣，都得救。
They were Gentiles, like that Samaritan woman and all the people in that city, and they believed in Jesus and were saved.
有男人，有女人。
They were men and women.
有达官贵人，非常有钱的人，地位很高的人。
There were officials and the nobles and the rich men with high positions.
就好像圣经中提到的那个亚利马太的一个人叫约瑟，他是一个当官的，他又是一个好人，在人看来是一个很善良、很好的人。
Like the Joseph of Arimathea is a good man. He's an official, and he's a good man in man's eyes.
然后他把自己为自己预备的这个墓穴让出来，就是来安葬主耶稣。
And he gave his own tomb to Jesus to bury him.
圣经说他也是耶稣的门徒。
And the Bible says that he was also a disciple of Jesus.
他信靠主耶稣，他得救。
And he believed in Jesus and he was saved.
罪人信靠主耶稣得救。
Sinners believed in Jesus and were saved.
耶稣的门徒当中就有一个税吏马太。
And Jesus' disciples, one of them was the tax collector Matthew.
还有就是当耶稣钉在十字架上，他右侧的那个强盗。
And when Jesus was crucified, and on his right side there was a criminal.
当然还有就是用打碎玉瓶，用一玉瓶香膏膏主的那个有罪的。
And of course, there was the sinful woman who broke his perfume to anoint Jesus.
我们看见罪人靠着信靠主耶稣基督得救，在人眼中看的好人，一些很有权势的人，也可以靠着信靠主耶稣得救。
We can see that the sinners can trust in Jesus to get saved, and also the good men can believe in Jesus to be saved.
我们也看见穷人、卑微人、卑贱人，也可以靠着信靠主耶稣基督得救。
We can see those poor people, those humble people, the lowly class people, they can believe in Jesus to be saved.
所以我们从福音书看到，啊，所有人，几乎是所有人，仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督认罪悔改，他们都可以得救。无论是犹太人，无论是外邦人，无论是穷人，无论是富人，啊，无论是在人看来好人，或者在人看来是不好的人。
So from the book of Gospels, we can see that almost everyone can believe in Jesus to be saved, whether he is a Jew or he's a Gentile, whether he's rich or poor, whether he is a good man or bad.
但是在我们今天一开始所读的这个约翰福音五章四十四节，耶稣在这里却说到一种人是不可能得救了。
But in the scripture we just read in John 5:44, there's a kind of people, the group of people, Jesus said they cannot be saved.
因为他们不可能信耶稣。
They cannot believe in Jesus.
没有可能性对这样的一些人来说。
There was no possibility for them.
所以就没有可能得救。
So they cannot be saved. There's no possibility.
因为得救只有一个一条路，只有信靠一个名，就是耶稣基督。
There was only one path for salvation. There was only one name that you can believe to be saved.
啊，这样的一些人呢，是永远不能信耶稣。
This group of people, they can never believe in Jesus.
但不可能得救。
And they could not be saved.
所以我们从福音书里看到，所有人似乎所有人都可以靠着信耶稣得救，但是耶稣却在这里非常斩钉截铁地说，没有任何余地地说，有一类人怎能信我呢？
And of course, we in the book of Gospels, and we can see that almost everyone can believe in Jesus to get saved. And Jesus said here decisively, there's one group of people they cannot believe in, they cannot be saved because they do not believe.
好，我们一起来看见屏幕上。这一节圣经的经文，大家再一次一起来读一遍。
Let's read this verse again.
约翰福音五章四十四节，你们互相受荣耀，却不从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？我们都还记得耶稣曾经说过，有钱的人想进神的国，想得救，何等的难啊！
We all remember that Jesus ever said it's so difficult for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
难的简直是几乎没有可能，就是比骆驼穿过针的眼还要难。
It was so hard that it was also no possibility for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. It is as difficult as the camel to pass through the eye of a needle.
但是即便如此，耶稣接下来还讲了一句话。
But even though that Jesus said,
几乎就是有钱的人想进神的国太难，几乎不可能。但是耶稣接下来说，在神凡事都能。
Even though Jesus said it's very difficult for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, but Jesus said that, but with God, everything is possible.
如果我是一个有钱的人，我听到耶稣讲的前面那句话，我心里简直是要绝望了。
If I'm a rich man, I heard what Jesus said, the first sentence, and I will be disappointed.
但是耶稣接下来说，在神凡事都能。
But Jesus followed by saying that everything is possible with God.
啊，我就要感谢主、赞美主、欢呼。哦，原来我虽然是有钱人，我还有得救的机会啊。
Then I will thank my Lord and will praise my Lord because even I'm a rich man, I still have the chance to be saved.
因为在神凡事都能。
Because everything is possible with God.
他还是可以救我。
He can still save me.
但是当耶稣说到这样的一些人，怎能信我呢？
But Jesus mentioned here as a group of people, how can they trust me? How can they believe me?
耶稣后面有没有加上一句，哎，神可以让他们相信。
Did Jesus add that sentence that God can make them believe?
没有。
No.
这样的一些人在耶稣的眼中一点机会都没有了。
This group of people has no chance in Jesus' eyes.
无药可治了。
They were hopeless.
怎能信耶稣？这句话到这里结束了。
how can they believe that's the end?
互相受荣耀。
They
say, 喜欢从人那里得到称赞，得到荣耀。
They like to receive honor from one another. They like to get praise from men.
这样的人。
This group of people.
怎能信耶稣？
How can they believe in Jesus?
怎么能得救呢？
How can they be saved?
什么样的人互相得荣耀，然后渴望从人那里得荣耀？
What kind of people like to get glory from men and like to receive honor from one another?
骄傲的人。
Those proud people.
骄傲的人喜欢得到人的称赞，喜欢得到荣耀。 Proud people.
Proud people like to get praise and honor from men.
所以，我们看今天这个世界，今天这个世界是一个非常非常危险的时代。
Look at the world today. Today the world is in a very dangerous situation.
因为今天这个世界，比世界上任何一个时代的人更加的骄傲。
Because today people are more and more.Proud than any time in the world, in the time.
今天这个世界的人越来越热衷于互相得荣耀，然后拼命的得称赞。
Today, people like to get praise and get honor from one another.
然后我们有极其便利的方式去得到称赞或者互相称赞，有各种各样的社交媒体。
We have very convenient ways, like the social medias, all kinds of social medias, to get praise and attention from each other.
点赞呐，点赞呐。
You give likes to them.
啊，我们每天要看，哎呀，多少人点了我的朋友圈，给我点赞了。
And every day we want to see that how many people give thumbs up to my moments.
啊，我有没有给别人点赞？
Did I give likes to others?
啊，有多少人关注我
？How many people have followed me？
啊，我的这个关注我的人，给我点赞的人有没有增长
？Is there an increase in the number who likes me or who follows me？
今天最赚钱的行业就是这个行业，就是满足人们得到称赞、互相关注的这个欲望。
The most profitable industry in today's world is this industry who gets attention, who can get praise from each other, one another.
就是我印象现在有一个社交媒体的一个软件哈，就是很短很短的时间，他所创造的财富，他所拥有的财富已经超过，远远的超过这个美国通用汽车公司。
And I know that there was a social media software company, and in the very, very short time, and the wealth he again has surpassed the all those of the General Motors in the United States.
我相信美国通用汽车公司可能已经有超过上百年的历史了，可能会是这个样子。
I think that the General Motors in the United States has a history of over 100 years.
很多聪明的工程师贡献他们的力量，贡献他们的智慧，很多辛勤的劳动者，勤劳的工匠们贡献他们的力量、智慧，塑造了这么长的时间，塑造了这么一个非常大的公司——通用汽车公司。
Many smart engineers, many hard workers have worked so long to make such a great company.
但现在一个很小的一个公司，很短的时间，积攒最多最多的财富，远远超过这样的公司。
But now only a small company of this in the social media software world, and they in a very short time they have accumulated wealth that was over what the General Motors have gained over the past.
这说明什么呢？
What does it tell us?
人们喜欢啊。
The people like those.
喜欢互相关注，喜欢得称赞，喜欢看，哎呀，多少人给我点赞呢？
People like to get praise and get likes from each other.
现在在美国青少年当中，第一位的理想职业是什么？
Do you know what's the number one occupation that the young people desires in the United States?
有的调查说是 YouTuber.
There was a research that said that YouTube being a YouTuber.
啊，我得到多少点赞
？How many likes have I got？
啊，我多么红啊
！Very popular。
所以今天这个世界，人们这个渴望得到从人来的称赞，啊，这种骄傲，这种膨胀，这种哎呀，看我，看我，看我，关注我，关注我，关注我，这种心态超过人类历史上任何时期，而且更加的便利。
So today the people want to get praises and get order and get likes from each other. This kind of attitude has surpassed any time in history.
今天有几个人出去跟人家说啊，我是一个 humble people。
And how many people will go out and say to others, "And I'm a humble people."
I'm proud. I'm proud.
They will say that I'm very proud.
我都很奇怪啊，生抵挡骄傲的人，那么想跟上帝做敌人吗
？I'm very surprised because God said He resists the proud. Do they want to be the enemies of God?
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？主耶稣说。
Jesus said, "How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?"
所以，我们今天看到耶稣讲这句话，我们会觉得今天这个世界是一个人想得救非常非常困难的时代。今天，人要想得救，在今天这个世界。太难太难了，因为整个世界的潮流就是要得称赞。
And from Jesus' word, we can say that today it is very hard for people to be saved because people are seeking glory and seeking honor from one another.
人类悲剧命运的开始，就是因为我们的始祖亚当夏娃他们骄傲自高。
And the beginning of the human tragedy starts from the pride of our ancestors Adam and Eve.
但是人类历史当中，人一再重复我们始祖的错误，骄傲自高，骄傲自高。然后到今天这个时代，可以说到达一个顶峰了。
But people have repeatedly made the mistakes of our ancestor Adam and Eve, the pride and the arrogance, and it has reached a new high level.
耶稣说我奉我父的名来你们并不接待我若有别人奉自己的名来你们倒要接待他
Jesus said I have come in my father's name and you do not receive me if another comes in his own name him you will receive
人们为什么拒绝耶稣呢
Why did people reject Jesus
因为耶稣不归荣耀给人
Because Jesus did not bring glory to men
耶稣不称赞那些骄傲自高的人。
Jesus did not praise those arrogant and proud.
啊，比如说那个法利赛人尼哥底母去见耶稣。
Like the Pharisees Nicodemus, he went to visit Jesus.
耶稣没有说：“哎呀，你是大学问家，啊，你是以色列的人的官，啊，你很棒，你进天堂。”
Jesus didn't say to him that, "Oh, you are a man of knowledge, and you are official, and you are a good man. You can."Entered heaven.
耶稣不会这样讲，没有跟他这样讲。
Jesus didn't say to talk to him like this.
耶稣对他说：“你要重生。”
Jesus said to him, "You should be born again."
你这个样子不行的。
You cannot be like this.
你这个样子，你不要说进天国了，你连天国你看都看不到。
Don't talk about enter into heaven. Even if you even you cannot see the gate of heaven.When you are like this,
重生
you should be born again.
啊，一个少年官也是个青年的财主，他又是官又很有钱，他来见耶稣。
And a young ruler, and he was a rich man. He went to see Jesus.
啊，他觉得自己行为啊各个方面没有无可指摘，完美好人。
And he thought himself to be blameless. He was a good man.
但是耶稣对他提出挑战。
But Jesus challenged him.
撇下一切，跟从耶稣。
Give up everything and follow me.
啊，这个年轻少年官悠悠愁愁走了。
And this young ruler left sadly.
简单的说，你要改变。
Simply to put that you should change.
你以前引以为傲的东西，你以前引以为骄傲的东西，全部丢掉。
Give up all those things that you were proud of.
认罪悔改。
Confess and repent.
这就是 耶稣带给这个世界的教导，得救怎样得救？认罪悔改。
That's a teaching that Jesus gave to the world. How can you be saved? Confess and repent.
那些喜欢得称赞的人，喜欢从人得称赞的人，来到耶稣这里，听到这些，他们欢不欢迎耶稣啊？
Those people who like to get praise from men, when they come to Jesus and heard those words, do they welcome Jesus?
当然不欢迎耶稣啊。
Of course, they do not welcome Jesus.
啊，就像今天有一些人来了教会，哎呀，我给你们教会面子，我去看一下。
Like someone who come to the church and say that, come to your church just to show you my respect.
然后。知道我什么人啊？
Do you know what I am?
哇，我在社会上什么位置啊？
What position I am in?
你让我赚多少钱吗？
Do you know how much I earn?
啊，我去你们教会看一下。
I can go to your church.
当他来了教会。
And when he came to the church.
听到圣经上的话。
And heard the words from the Bible.
罪人呐，你要悔改。
Sinners, you should repent.
你不悔改，等在那里是地狱的火。
If you do not repent, what waits for you is the fire in the hell.
一个骄傲的人，他会不会来第二次啊？
If he's a proud person, will he come the second time?
他肯定不想来第二次了。
I don't think that he will come again.
这就是人们为什么不接待耶稣。
That's why most people don't accept Jesus.
耶稣不给荣耀。给那些要求要得荣耀的那些骄傲的人，耶稣不把荣耀给他们。
Jesus didn't bring glory to those people who want honor from men.
耶稣对人说：“你要舍己。”
Jesus said to people that you should deny yourself.
忘掉你自己。
Forget about yourself.
你不要总想着坐在高位上面。
Do not always think about being in a high place.
要总想做人上人。
Do not always want to be a better man than others.
做仆人。
Be a servant.
舍己，背起你的十字架，天天钉死自己，跟从耶稣。
Deny yourself and take up your cross and crucify yourself every day and follow me.
今天的人总想要成为 be somebody.
People today like to be somebody.
但耶稣说你要 be nobody.
But Jesus said to them, you should be nobody.
那喜欢骄傲的人，喜欢从人得称赞的人，当然不接待这样的耶稣，当然不欢迎这样的耶稣。
Those proud people who like to get praise from men, of course they do not receive Jesus.
斯普登曾经讲过一句话，一个人呐，不可能信耶稣，直到他认识到自己是个 nothing.
Charles Spurgeon has ever said, "For a man never believes in Jesus till he knows himself to be nothing."
你知道你自己什么都不是，你才是刚刚可以开始信耶稣的起点。
If you begin to know that you are nothing, that's the beginning of your believing Jesus.
那斯普登还说一句话，他说，当一个人他觉得他应该他值得得称赞得荣耀的时候，他已经处于最危险的境地
了。Spurgeon also said that when a man gets to feel that he ought to be honored, he's in extreme danger.
一个喜欢从人那里得称赞的人啊，他就会越来越觉得我值得得称赞。
Anyone who wants to get praise from men, and he will think that he is worthy of those praises and honors.
称赞，应该的呀，我是这样的。
That I'm worthy of this because I am the people like that.
他越来越值得，他越来越发现自己配得这样的称赞，他越来越骄傲，越来越自高。
And he found that he is worthy of those praises and honors, and he became more and more arrogant and proud.
然后一个越来越骄傲自高的人，越来越不可能认罪悔改。
And a proud and arrogant people, and he cannot, confess and repent. It's impossible for him to do that.
他说：“你看，那么多人称赞我，然后我值得这样的称赞，我很好，我很完美啊，我怎么会是罪人呢？我不是啊。”
See, so many people has praised me and honored me, and I'm worthy of these praises and honors. And how can I be a sinner? How can I repent?
所以，一个不认罪悔改的人，不是上帝不拯救他，是他自己拒绝了上帝。
So the one who did not confess and repent is not that he God did not deliver him. He that he did not think that he was delivered.
人喜欢得称赞，人喜欢得从人那里得称赞。
People like to get praise from men.
他们在耶稣这里又得不到。
But they could not get praise from Jesus.
相反，耶稣还总让人舍己。
And on the contrary, Jesus asked them to deny themselves.
耶稣还否定人的荣耀。
But Jesus denied their honors.
那这些人当然不欢迎耶稣，不接待耶稣啊。
So of course, these people did not receive Jesus.
那耶稣接下来说：“有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒接待他。
”But Jesus continued that if another comes in his own name, you will receive him.
所以有些人是非常受欢迎的。
So we can see that some people are very popular.
圣经称之为假教师、假先知，受欢迎呢。
The Bible calls them false teachers because they are very popular.
为什么受欢迎？
Why are they popular?
人们到他那里去得称赞呢。
People go to them to get praise.
哇，好舒服。我以前不知道自己有这么好，哎，听你一讲到，我发现我真的很好。
I feel good because I don't think that I'm this good because after hearing your message, I think yeah, I'm really good.
哇，我想要的你自己都给我。
You have given me anything I want.
我最想要就是得称赞呐。
The most things I want is praise from others.
哇，你讲的话真好听。
Then your words is really good to hear.
假教师归荣耀给人。
False teachers bring glory to men.
人就喜欢。
And men like so.
他假教师奉自己的名来。
Those false teachers come in their own names.
不是奉神的名来的。
They did not come in God's name.
不归荣耀给上帝的。
They did not bring glory to God.
他给荣耀给这些听众，这些听众把荣耀给他，互相得荣耀。
They give honor to those audience, and the audience bring glory to him, and they mutually receive honor.
还有一些更狡猾的假教师。
And there are some other more cunning false teachers.
你们想得荣耀是不是？
Do you want to get praise?
跟从我。
You should follow me.
我让你们得到更大、更高的世界上的荣耀。
And I will.Give you greater and more glory from the world.
跟从我。
Follow me.
你们就可以做人上人。
Then you can be a better man.
跟从我。
Follow me.
你们就会成首位，成高位。
Then you will be in a high position.
啊，人们说，哎呀，我想要，我想要。
And people will say, yes, that's what I want.
我想做人上人。
I want to be a better man.
啊，我们这个团体想做最高最高的团体。
Our group wants to be in the highest position.
啊，你就是我们苦苦寻找的领袖。
And you are the leader we have been looking for.
啊，让我们得到更多、更高、更大这个世界上的荣耀吧，让别人都仰视我们吧。
Let's receive more glory and greater glory from the world, and let the whole world look up to us.
很多人就喜欢这样的假教师。
And many people like these false teachers.
像假教师跟耶稣是极极鲜明的一个对比。
Those false teachers are the great contrast to Jesus.
耶稣的门徒在那里彼此争论谁为大的时候。
And when Jesus' disciples were quarreling about who was the greatest.
还有耶稣的两个门徒让他们的妈妈来到耶稣这里，就说你德国降临的时候，让我这两个儿子，哇。一个做你的左丞相，一个做右丞相。
And one a mother of the two of Jesus' disciples and came to Jesus and asked Jesus, "When your kingdom come, then let my two sons sit one on your left and one on your right.
结果耶稣说，跟从我不是这样的。
But Jesus said to them, it's not this way that you follow me.
跟从我不是做人上人的。
If you follow me, like you will not just be a better man.
跟从我是做服侍人的。
If you follow me, you should be a servant.
跟从我不是做一个越来越自我膨胀、越来越骄傲的人。
If you follow me, you will not be an arrogant and proud person.
跟从我，你是做一个越来越舍己、越来越忘记自己、一个谦卑的人。
If you follow me, you should be someone that you deny yourself and you forget about yourself and be a humble person.
使徒行传一章记载，耶稣基督从死里复活之后，四十天之久，给他的门徒讲神国的事。
And the book of Acts records that after Jesus was resurrected, for 40 days he told his disciples about the kingdom of God.
40天的集训结束了之后，门徒问耶稣，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
And after this 40 days of extensive training, then the disciples asked Jesus, that, Lord, is it time that you will restore the kingdom of Israel?
耶稣讲神的。
Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God.
门徒还是在想地上。
And the disciples were still thinking about the kingdom on the earth.
门徒想跟从的领袖是怎样的领袖？
And what kind of leaders did the disciples want to follow?
打败当时的罗马殖民统治者，因为当时罗马把以色列人征服了，殖民他们。
The leaders who can lead them to conquer the Roman Empire who oppressed them.
推翻罗马，让我们把罗马踩在脚下。我们大卫的国在上面，罗马在下面。
And conquer the Roman Empire so that we can step down.The Roman Empire under our feet.
我们要成为征服者。
And we want to be the conquerors.
别人要在我们下面。
And other peoples will under us.
别的国家要在我们下面。
And other nations should be under us.
这是当时耶稣门徒心里想的。
That's what the disciples of Jesus were thinking about.
但耶稣给他们讲神的国。
But Jesus told them about the kingdom of God.
耶稣跟他们讲天。
Jesus talked with them about the kingdom of heaven.
今天人们为什么盼望这样的领袖呢？
Why did people today expect such a leader?
一个是，哎呀，我喜欢这样的教师，这样的带领者，他让我觉得，哇，我很棒，我很优秀，他称赞我。
On one hand, they liked such teachers and such leaders because they praise us.
第二个，哦，他可以让我得到更大的荣耀，他可以让我得到更大的称赞，或者让我们这个群体。
But on the other hand, he can help us or help our group to get more glory, more honor from the world.
但是我们来看圣经中的上帝，道成肉身的上帝耶稣，他是怎样的领袖，他是怎样的教导。
And let's look at what kind of leader Jesus is. He is God, came to into the earth and the word became flesh. What kind of leader Jesus is?
五旬节圣灵降下，耶稣的门徒被圣灵充满，那个时候他们就不再想地上的国了，不再说什么大卫的国、以色列国，通通不想，传神国的福音。
And at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell and all the disciples were filled withThe Holy Spirit, and at that time they would not think about the kingdom on the earth, the kingdom of David, and they began to think about the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣的门徒离开耶路撒冷，散布到全地，传神国的福音。
And the Jesus' disciples began to spread all over the world to spread to share the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
让各国各民的人，让万民的人。能够听到福音，能够得救。
So that all people in all the nations can hear the gospel to be saved.
不是哪一个具体的国，不是哪一个具体的民族，万国万民。
not just a specific nation or a specific race, but all the nations.
今天有一种非常流行的说法，哎呀，我们就是追求荣耀，追求得称赞，很好啊，这是一种荣誉感啊。
Today there is a popular saying that people said that it's good that people seek the sense of glory and the glory, and because the sense of honor is good, it's a good thing.
因为一个总是在乎我有没有得到称赞，我有没有得到别人的称赞，这种人他有荣誉感。如果他有荣誉感，他不会去做一些很肮脏、很龌龊的事情，是不是？
And a man who likes to get praise from others, this kind of people, they have a sense of honor in their mind, so they will not do some filthy things and dirty things.
小偷、撒谎、骗人，哎，那都是劣等人干的事。
The thieves, the liars, and the cheaters, they are the people that lowly people do, they are the things that lowly people do.
我是荣耀的。
I am honored.
我心中有高贵的荣誉感，我是这样的人。
I have a noble sense of honor in my heart.
我来自于什么什么国家，我来自于什么什么地方，那我就是这个颜色的。
I have come from which country, I have come from which place, and my skin color is this.
我不会做那些事情，我有荣誉感。
I will not mind to do those things because I have a sense of honor.
有些人就认为这很好啊，这种感觉很好啊，让人可以不去做那些污秽龌龊的事啊。
Some people will think that this is a good attitude that because it will stop them from doing those filthy things.
有些基督徒认为，不错呀，这种想法不错呀，甚至认为，圣经也是这样说啊，我们是光明之子啊。
Some Christians even think that it is a good idea because maybe it's come from the Bible, and because the Bible says that we are the Son of Light.
但首先我们要说，圣经从来没有这样的教导，从来没有说这种要得到称赞、要得到荣耀的这种所谓的追求荣誉的荣誉感可以抑制人的恶，圣经从来没有这样的教导。
But I have to point out first that the Bible never said this and never said that anyone who has a sense of honor or a sense of glory can stop them from doing sinful things.
我们今天重生得救的基督徒为什么不犯罪？
And today who are born again and are saved through the grace of Lord, why we do not sin?
是不是因为我们觉得我们自己比别人高人一等，所以我们不犯罪？
Is that because we are a better man than others so that we do not sin?
不是的。
No.
我们的本相是不堪不配的罪人，但是耶稣拯救了我们。
We were the unworthy, and we were unworthy sinners, but Jesus saved us.
我行事为人要与这恩典要相称，耶稣为我流血了。
So what we do should be in accordance with this grace because Jesus shed his blood for me.
所以这就是使徒保罗说，我是人中的罪魁呀，但是我都得这样的恩典，我都得救了。
That's what Paul said, I'm the worst sinners and even me, I was saved.
所以保罗说，连我这样的人都得救，连我这样的人都有一个新的生命，不再犯罪的生命，你们都可以呀。
Paul said that evenSomebody like me can be saved and can have a new life, that everybody, you can be like this.
所以并不是一个所谓的有荣誉感的人或者一个骄傲的人他可以远离罪恶，而是一个谦卑的人，而是一个看自己是罪人的人，他可以远离罪恶，因为他看到神的爱。
So arrogant and proud people cannot stop from sinning, but humble and people can stop them from can be away from sin.
其实，那我们就会说了，那为什么今天很多人都有这样的观念呢？觉得荣誉感可以帮助人抑制罪恶，为什么很多人都有这样的观念？
But why do people today they think that the sense of honor can stop people from doing bad things.
这观念不是从圣经来的。
This idea does not come from the Bible.
从世界来的。
This idea comes from the world.
从骄傲自高的人来的。
Comes from those arrogant and proud people.
各个文化、各个古老文明都有这样类似的看法。
Every culture and every country has such similar ideas.
人们常说一句话，什么塑造了伟大的罗马和罗马人？荣誉感。
People would always say that what cuts into the Roman nation and its people is the sense of honor.
我们看，哇，罗马人，罗马军人，那是有荣誉感的。
We see that the Roman army, the Roman soldiers, they have a sense of honor.
所以你看他们，哇，这个军容整齐，纪律严明。
So we can see that they are greatly disciplined.
战斗力非常强悍。
They have a very great power of fighting.
然后服从这个领袖，然后纪律啊，非常的严明。
And they are very disciplined and they obey all the rules.
你看同时代其他的那些罗马人称之为蛮族的那些人。
And well, and at the same time, all those lower people that the Romans call them inferior.
你看他们那些军队，那个衣服不整，那个纪律不严明，就是一些小偷啊、强盗啊、骗子啊，就是这样的一些乌合之众。
Look at those people, those armies in those countries, and they were not.Disciplines that are full of the thieves and the rascals.
他们没有荣誉感的，罗马人有荣誉感。
They do not have a sense of honor, but Romans they have a sense of honor.
所以这种所谓的荣誉感，确实是让罗马人看上去好像比其他的民族要强一点。但是我们不要忘记。
It seems that this sense of honor makes the Roman Empire look better than all the other nations.
不要忘记，罗马人、罗马军队对他们眼中所看的那些蛮族是多么的残忍，多么的没有人性。
Let's not forget that the Roman Empire, the Roman army, how cruel and how brutal they are to those nations they think are inferior to them.
他们这种所谓的荣誉感，导致他们犯下非常可怕、野蛮、没有人性的罪行。
And this sense of honor have led them to commit very brutal and cruel things to those other nations.
所以，这种所谓荣誉感可以抑制罪恶的思想，非常非常可怕的。
So this idea of that the sense of honor can stop people from doing bad things, this idea is very terrible.
当然了，不仅在古罗马文明、这个希腊文明，在世界上一些古老的文明都会有这种思想的印记。一些统治人就用这种想法呀，就让他好像去可以去教育百姓呢、啊，帮助人民呢、啊，如何如何。
Not only in the Roman and the Greek culture, in many other cultures in history, that the rulers have this idea. They want this idea to help them to rule those people.
这种思想到了第三帝国是一又可怕的高峰。
And this idea has reached a pinnacle in the third Reich, the third empire.
那就是希特勒啊，希特勒管他的帝国叫第三帝国，或者叫千年帝国。纳粹叫他们叫千年，叫自己叫千年帝国。
That's Hitler, the third empire.
希特勒他有非常他自己非常引以为骄傲的，我是日耳曼人，我有非常高贵的荣誉感，日耳曼人的荣誉感。
Hitler was very proud because he thought that he was a Germanic people, and he was very proud of that.
生活非常的自律啊，希特勒。
And his life was very disciplined.
永远是把自己生活整整齐齐，装得整整齐齐，不抽烟，不喝酒，只吃素。而且严重的洁癖，干干净净的。
And he was greatly disciplined, and he did not smoke, he did not drink alcohol, and he was a vegetarian, and he has a great mysophobia.
我是什么人?
Because he thinks that he's a Germanic people.
我有荣誉感，我就像当年的罗马人一样，我有高贵的荣誉感。
And he has a great sense of honor, like the Roman people.
哇，人们崇拜这样的人。
And people admire such people.
跟从他的人效法他。
And those followers follow his example.
你看那些纳粹出去的时候，你现在都公认吧，他们的军装最漂亮，是不是？
And when the Nazis went out, and it is well known that their uniforms is the most beautiful.
你看他们的阅兵式，你看他们的那个整齐划一，你看他们那个自己生活的那个自律。
And look their procession of the army, and look their life, that life they are very disciplined.
你问他，你们为什么哇这么优秀，这么严格的要求自己，为什么会这样啊
？If you ask them, why are you so excellent? Why are you so disciplined?
他们不会说因为耶稣拯救了我，耶稣为我流血，他们不会告诉你这个。
They will not answer you that because Jesus saved me and shed blood for me.
他说我是日耳曼人，我有荣誉感的。
And they will say that I'm a Germanic people and I have a sense of honor.
他们是杜绝了生活上一些恶行，但是呢
？Although they have done away with those bad habits in their life.
但是。他们对他们眼中所看的那些什么蛮族啊，或者是低劣种族啊，无比的残忍。他们是野兽，他们不是人，他们人性都没有了。他们是最残忍的野兽。那些所谓荣誉有荣誉感的纳粹。
But they were very cruel to those inferior people in their mind, and they are brutal beasts. And their sense of honor, even though they have a sense of honor, But they are the cruelest.
所以那些有所谓荣誉感的纳粹，等待着他们的一定是地狱的火，一定是上帝的审判。
And what is waiting for those Nazis who has a sense of honor is the judgment of God, is the fire in the hell.
不抽烟，不喝酒，不上网，不骗人，不小偷小摸，了不起，高尚。高贵。
They do not drink. They did not. They do not drink alcohol. They do not smoke. They do not lie. They do not cheat. They think they are excellent. They think they have a great sense of honor.
那你有没有看，这世上的人，都是按神的形象造的。
Did you know that all men were created in the image of God?
今天人们喜欢互相得称赞。人们甚至说：“哎呀，我喜欢得称赞，喜欢得荣耀，很好啊，可以抑制我们，心里想犯罪的那种冲动啊。”
People like to receive honor from one another, and some people think that it is a good attitude that because this will help them to stop doing some filthy things.
啊，我以前还蛮赞同一句话，这句话就说：一个狗咬你，你难道还去咬回去吗？
In the past, I agree with such a sentence that if a dog bites you, will you bite him back?
那当然不会啊，我是人呢，我比狗高贵多了。他咬我，那我怎么会跟他一般见识呢？我不会咬回去啊。
Of course not, because he is a dog and I'm a man, I'm a noble man, and how can I bite him back?
但是当我真正信靠耶稣之后，我发现这种思想太可怕了。
But when I believe in Jesus, I thought this idea is very terrible.
当然这是一个比喻了，但是人们把这种思想用在跟自己不一样的人身上。哎，我不跟他们见识，他们很粗俗，他们很低劣。我不会像他们那个样子。
And of course, this is just a parable, the metaphor. But some people would think that I am a nobleman; they are inferior. I would not be like those people.
其实这是很可怕的思想。
This is a terrible thinking.
你现在是说啊，你很高贵，你不像那些所谓低贱的人。那哪一天你如果看那些低贱的人不顺眼呢？你怎么办
And even if you say that you are noble and they are inferior, you have nothing to do with them. But one day, maybe you think that they interfere with you and you don't think they are good.
啊，今天的人呢，就要求荣耀。但是耶稣说，这种要从人得荣耀的这种人，根本不想从神那里得荣耀的人，就是这样的人怎能信他，或者说怎能得救？不可能啊！骄傲的人不可能得救。
People like to receive honor from men today, but Jesus said that this kind of people who like to receive honor from men, how can they believe?
上帝不是不给人荣耀，上帝给人荣耀。上帝不是不称赞人，上帝称赞人。
It's not that Jesus did not, that God did not bring glory to man or did not praise man. God praised man.
上帝称赞什么样的人
？What kind of man did God praise?
整个希伯来书十一章写的那么那么多的人，都是被上帝称赞。
The whole chapter of Hebrews 11 has listed so many people that was praised by God.
他们是什么样的人
？What kind of people were they？
他们在这个世界上得不到一点从人来的荣耀，人们对他们就是嘲笑，就是戏弄，就是逼迫，就是杀害。
Those people didn't get even a little praise or honor from the world. The people did to them was mocking and persecution and killing.
但这些人却羡慕一个更美的家乡，在天上。
But those group of people, they desire better and beautiful home that is in heaven.
神给这样的人最高最高的称赞，我认为是人可以得到的最高的称赞。
God has given the highest praise that man can receive to this group of people.
神说什么？神说，神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。
Did God say? God said, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
这个称赞太高了。
This praise is very high.
神说，这些人，他们说，我是他们的神，他们说他们是我的子民。神觉得他不以为耻，他以这些人感到高兴。
God is not ashamed to be called their God, and these people to be their children, and God said He is pleased with them.
今天很多人都说啊，神是我的神，我是神的儿女。
Many people today they say that God is my God, and I am a child of God.
上帝会听到这个话，上帝会觉得很羞耻的。
God is ashamed to hear such words.
那么。神说这样的人他们在地上是到处逃亡被人家羞辱在地上没有得到一点称赞他们盼望天上的家乡上帝说这样的人是这个世界都不配有的
And, but this group of people they did not get any praise any honor from the world and they have fled away from this world but they get praise God is not ashamed to be their God andThey are the people that the world are not worthy.
整个世界，你看这花花世界，你看这世上的荣华，都配不上拥有这样的人。
And all this, look at the world, even all the splendors, all the good things that are not worthy to have such people in the world.
你说对一个人的称赞高不高？
Is this a very high praise towards men?
这样的人在这个世界上得不到一点称赞，这样的人根本不求世界上的称赞，这样的人在世上是寄居的客旅。
Those people they didn't get any praise from the world, and they do not seek the glory or praise from the world. They are just aliens and strangers in the world.
那么，我们都知道，主耶稣基督。
We all know Lord Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，当耶稣在这个世界上的时候，人们不尊敬他，没有人羡慕他。
And the Bible told us that while Jesus was in the world, no one admired him.
以赛亚书五十三章二到三节。
Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2 to 3.
我们大家最后一起来读腓立比书的二章六到十一节。
let's read together the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 11.
好，我们看到屏幕上圣经的你们一起来读腓立比书二章六节起。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。上帝给荣耀给他的爱子，独生爱子主耶稣基督。
God give glory to his only son, Lord Jesus Christ.
上帝把他的独生爱子主耶稣基督升为至高，赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，给他最大的荣耀。
And God has highly exalted our Lord Jesus Christ and give him the name which is above every name.
耶稣基督说，凡在基督里的人，凡信靠跟从他的人，也要得荣耀。
And Jesus said, whoever is in Christ will also receive glory from him.
所以上帝不是不称赞人，上帝不是说不要把荣耀跟人分享。
It does not that God did not bring glory to man or did not share his glory with man.
但是我们要从圣经看，上帝称赞什么样的人。
But from the Bible, we should look at what kind of people deserves God's praise.
在世上的时候，舍己、谦卑。效法主耶稣基督的样子，耶稣是怎样的
？And in the world, they should deny themselves and they should humble themselves and they follow examples of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，那些彼此求荣耀的人，那些想从人得到称赞的人，这些人怎能信他呢？怎能得救呢
？Jesus said, "How can those people who want receive honor from each other, how can they believe in Jesus to be saved?
耶稣说，这些人不求从神来的荣耀。
Jesus said, those people, they do not seek the glory from God.
我们今天要求从神来的荣耀。
Today, we should seek glory from God.
但是我们要看神的荣耀给怎样的人。
But we should look at what kind of people can be given the glory from God.
就是不求这地上的荣耀，不求从人来的荣耀的人，单单求神的荣耀的人，神的荣耀给这样的人。
It's the group of people who do not seek glory from the man from this world, but seek only the glory from God. God will praise such men.
如果你说，哎呀，这个答案太复杂，我听不懂，看耶稣。
But if you say this is a complicated answer and I cannot understand, look at Jesus.
所以今天。就像以前那个花生杂志有一句话，耶稣是答案。
And there was an answer in the magazine that Jesus is the answer.
你说你今天很多事情不知道，很简单，看耶稣。你想想耶稣在地上是怎样行事为人。
And if you do not know the answer to many questions, look at Jesus and how he acts in the world.
耶稣说他不求从人来的荣耀，不求。
Jesus said he did not seek glory from men.
耶稣只求天父上帝的喜悦。
He only seeks pleasure in God's eyes.
使徒保罗说，我被你们论断，或被别人论断，我都以为最小的事。
The Apostle Paul said that with me it's a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court.
使徒保罗说，连我自己都不论断自己。
And he said, I do not even judge myself.
然后使徒保罗说，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情。
And said, until the Lord comes, and he will bring to light the hidden things of darkness.
很简单，就使徒保罗其实说什么呢？我只求一个的称赞，一位的称赞。其他的人对我称赞也好，对我批判也好，都是小事情。我只求一个一位，他怎样来看。
Paul simply says that I do not seek, I do not mind what other people judge about me. I only seek what the attitude, the how, the only one, the God views of me.
我前段时间看一个电视节目哈，就是一群的这个舞者跳舞的人，哎呀，很厉害，很厉害，他们在一起比，然后有评委给他们打分，还有观众给他们打分。
Recently, I saw watched a TV show, and a group of dancers they compete with each other, and some judges are giving them scores.
啊，还有很多很多观众啊，也给他们打分。
And the audiences were also giving them scores.
但是有一些舞者，他跟其他的舞者啊都不一样。
And some dancers are different from others.
然后无论就是他们从这个。评委这里拿的分数，从观众那里拿的分数，拿的高也好，低也好，他们好像都不太在意一样的。
It seems that they did not care about the score, whether it's high or low from the judges, from the audiences.
最后，他们往往这样的选手呢，他会问一个问题，他就说：“哎，那个评委他给我什么分数？我想看一下。”
And this kind of dancers, they always ask such a question that.I want to see how much score did that judge give me.
就你一个。
That only judge.
这就是我们今天基督徒在这个世上行事为人的态度。
That should be the attitude of all Christians acting in this world.
我们就在乎一个，我们就一个主。
We only care about the only one, the only Lord.
啊，你给我高分，你给我其他的，你给我高分，你给我低分，可以。
I don't care about other people, whether they give me high scores or low scores.
但是我就在乎那一位，他怎样看我。
I only care about the only one, the only Lord, how he views me.
就是那一位，曾经代替我死在十字架上那一位。
And the one who has died for me on the cross.
就是那一位，用他的血来洗净我的那一位。
And the one who cleansed my sins with his blood.
就是那一位，我只要信靠他，我就能够得永生的那一位。
And the one by believing him, I can have eternal life.
就是主耶稣基督。
He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
我在地上活着的时候，我要想他，我要面对他有一天。
While I'm living in this world, I should think about that. One day, I will face him.
在这个地上活着的时候，圣经教导我们，我们要以耶稣的形为心，我们要效法他。
And well, we will live in this world, and the Bible teaches that we should have the same mind as Jesus, and we should follow his example.
当耶稣再看到我们，耶稣一看就说：“这真是有身上有我的血的人。”
And when Jesus sees us, and he will say, "Yes, this is a man with my blood."
这真是身上有我的生命的人，就是这样。
This is a man with my life in him.
感谢神啊！我们今天看到耶稣说，有一类人是没有办法信他，没有办法得救。
Thanks the Lord. And today we saw there's a group of people that Jesus said they could not believe him.
今天这个世界。有最大最大的可能性，人变成这样的人。
And today in today's world, it's the very possible that people, more and more people will become like this.
所以，让我们愿意我们被神的话回到神的话，被神的话所光照，被神的话所提醒。
And let's come back to the words of God, and let's be enlightened by the words of God, and be reminded by it.
让我们心意更新变化，不要效法这个世界。
So that our minds will be renewed, and we do not conform to this world.
什么地上的荣耀，地上的称赞，什么个人的荣誉感，人的骄傲，这些东西。
And those earthly glories and earthly.Praises and the man's sense of honor, all those things.
这些毫无价值。
They are valueless.
让我们回到主耶稣基督那里，定睛在耶稣基督身上。
And let's come back to our Lord Jesus and fix our eyes on him.
让我们求神那里来的称赞和荣耀。
that seek the praise and glory from God.
让我们来思想，从圣经的话语来思想，什么样的人得着神的称赞，得着神的荣耀。
And let's think from the words of the Bible and what kind of people can get the praise and glory from God.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words.
借着神的话语，我们来认识主耶稣基督。
And through your words, and we know Jesus Christ.
愿神的话语啊光照我们，愿神的话语刻在我们的心板上面。
May your words light on us and carved on in our hearts.
啊，愿神的话语，神的道。啊，就是两刃的利剑，能够除去我们心中一切从这个世界、从这个世俗来的东西。
And may your words that the like a sword can take away all these things from this world in our hearts.
让我们不追求这个世人的称赞、这个世界上的荣耀和我们自己的骄傲和所谓的个人的荣誉感。
So that we will not seek the glory from the world and our pride and the so-called sense of honor.
让我们单单活在主耶稣的眼中，活在上帝的眼中，让我们做一个单单求神的称赞的人。
And we will live in the eyes of Jesus and live in the eyes of God and be the one who seeks only the glory from God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.